Salam salam from Keswick Village. This is the Rorschach Ethiopia update from the 25th of September, 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Ethiopia. After much anticipation about who was going to be the new governor of the National Bank, reports came out on Friday the 19th saying that Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed appointed Eyyab Tekelin, the State Minister of Finance, to the position. Mamoun Reto, the former governor, resigned 3 weeks ago. After his resignation, rumors circulated on social media saying that PM Abiy would appoint Fitsum Asifa, the Minister of Planning and Development. However, Eyyab's appointment was confirmed shortly after. The new governor quickly got to work as he went to China on Monday the 22nd, leading a delegation that would discuss debit with high-ranking Chinese officials, including those from China's Ministry of Finance, the People's Bank of China, and the Exim Bank. According to the state media, the trip aims to build on debt restructuring talks and strengthening economic cooperation. News surrounding the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, inaugurated 2 weeks ago, continues to make headlines as U.S. President Donald Trump said on Saturday the 20th at the American Cornerstone Institute Founders Dinner that the dam is a big problem as it limits the water going to the Nile. He also mentioned the tension between Ethiopia and Egypt, which he is saying he's helping to de-escalate alongside tensions between several other countries. Recall that in July, he said the U.S. had funded the dam. Meanwhile, the U.K. Parliament talked about tensions between Eritrea and Ethiopia in a session last week, as Ethiopia insists that it is entitled to say that it will eventually gain access to the Red Sea. David Lammy, Deputy PM of the UK, said he has directly spoken to Gideon Tamateus, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and warned him that any miscalculation could have significant risk. There are worries that a renewed conflict may arise in northern Ethiopia due to complications and tension between Ethiopia's federal government, the Tigray region, and Eritrea. More on foreign relations as Ethiopia signed a defense cooperation agreement with Kenya for the first time since 1963. The Ethiopian National Defense Force said on Wednesday the 24th that the agreement was signed in Addis Ababa and comes after a meeting between Ethiopia's Chief of General Staff Field Marshal Biran Hajula and his Kenyan counterpart. The Chief of General Staff said the agreement will increase intelligence sharing, joint military exercises, training, and other key aspects of military engagement between the two neighboring countries. The Chief said that the deal will not only bring advantages to the two nations, but it will also contribute to destabilizing the Horn of Africa region. The World Intellectual Property Organization, a specialized UN organization, recently released its Global Innovation Report and ranked Ethiopia just 5 slots away from dead last, taking the 134th spot. Switzerland came in first, while Niger ended up last. The organization said it has weighed numerous factors when preparing the report, including the flow of capital, the state of research and studies, and the export of technological products. Ethiopia fared even worse than last year when it ranked 130th, but the report noted that there have been improvements in terms of accessibility, of investment for tech, and the provision of government services online and increased internet coverage. The government has laid out plans for digital transformation, but the report noted that infrastructural and manpower issues might affect progress. In an update on a story from a previous show, the two radio journalists from Shuja FM, who were detained 3 weeks ago, were released on Thursday the 25th after the Federal Supreme Court upheld the ruling of the Federal High Court to have them released on bail. Police appealed the High Court's decision, saying that if released, the detainees might destroy evidence. The Supreme Court rejected the police's grounds for appeal and said they should be released after paying 50,000 birr, which is around $300, in bail. Authorities said the journalist had been detained on suspicion of inciting violence. The Communication Authority said this week that there are plans to approve a new postal service bill to keep up with the changes e-commerce and digital communication have brought. The authority's director general said that digital products and services aren't a threat to postal service. On the contrary, they can even help improve it. He said that there are plans to unveil the draft bill soon, but they can't provide more details before stakeholders review it. He added that the draft is expected to be approved within a year. The law that is currently regulating postal services entered into force about 60 years ago. The Director General was in the news again as he announced that entities that collect private data will be required to register with his office. He added that for the first time ever, the government will start providing licenses to about 100 organizations that collect private information. These organizations will be allowed to register and request permit online. Aside from data protection and the new postal bill, the authority said it has another plan this year to expand the accessibility of telecom services and underserved parts of the country. The number of electric vehicles in Ethiopia has been rising at an accelerating rate over the past few years, partly because the government is implementing policies that discourage the public from buying internal combustion engine vehicles. Electric car owners are now complaining that there are not enough charging stations, which are owned by the station's telecom service provider, Ethiotelecom, one of the fastest available. They pointed out that their charging prices have recently more than doubled. Some electric vehicle owners said that it is a lot cheaper to charge their cars at home, although it takes significantly longer to be fully charged. Ethiotelecom, on the other hand, said that these price increases aren't unjustified and that the previous rate was promotional, adding that the current prices aren't even enough to get back the money it spent installing the stations. There's no good news in the sports scene for Ethiopia this week, as the country's athletes failed to bring home gold after participating in the World Athletics Championships in Tokyo. This is the first time in 34 years that Ethiopia hasn't won a gold medal at the championships. However, athletes didn't return empty-handed, as they won 2 silver and 2 bronze medals that served as little consolation to Ethiopians who expected gold every time the country's long-distance athletes take on the track. Speaking to the media after the championships, Olympic gold medalist Solomon Barega blamed the lack of teamwork for the disappointing result. And for our final update, let's talk about the Muscle holiday that will be celebrated this Saturday, the 27th. Muscle, or the Finding of the True Cross of Jesus Christ, is one of the major national holidays in Ethiopia. On the eve of the holiday, on Friday the 26th, when celebrations begin, Christians and Addis flock to Muscle Square, the biggest square in the capital city, and attend a ceremony. The event is a reproduction of the process of finding the true cross, which was lost for about 300 years until Saint Helena, an empress of the Roman Empire, burned a large bonfire and followed the smoke that led to the cross. In Ethiopia, every year, mainly at the Muscle Square and in churches and neighborhoods, bonfires are burned to commemorate how the true cross was found. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. No need to worry. It's free. Got ideas, comments? Send us an email at info@rorschach.com. Ciao.